I live out in the middle of nowhere and I still can't make a video without beeping noises in the background. Hear that? UPS shows up just when I'm starting to make a video. All right, so today we're talking about this 2021 Freewheeler and we're going to do some mods on it. This belongs to Kelly. Kelly just bought this a couple months ago. She's rode motorcycles in the past, but there's a specific reason. She was looking for a trike and she wanted something two-up so that a friend of ours can ride with her occasionally on the trike. And this is what she found. This is a 2021 Freewheeler in River Rock. She got this from Renegade. They made her a hell of a deal on it. They just got it in and flipped it over to her right away really quick. And one of the things we're looking at doing is taking the windshield off and putting a fairing on there with the stereo. So some of you guys may have heard of Wide Open Customs, but they make these batwing style fairings with speaker systems and stereos in them that are detachable. And that is what we're going to mount today. We might do some other upgrades. Randy, Kelly's husband, is on his way here. That's a good buddy of mine that you may have seen in a few videos from time to time. But he's going to bring some other parts and we're going to see how much stuff we can get on this today. She bought some like bras to cover the rear fenders to protect them from rock chips. She bought some custom Dynamics lights. I don't know what all will get installed today, but that's today's video. We're going to do some installs. None of this is sponsored. He's paid for it all. He didn't get no discounts on anything. But I've had a lot of people on the channel who are interested in trikes since I did the trike reveal stuff with Harley Davidson at the beginning of the year. And so we're going to do a little trike content. If you're not into that, that's okay. It's for those that are interested or those that might be interested in the wide open fairing. So let's put this thing together and put it on the bike and show you guys how that all kind of goes together, what you got to do it, and how it looks when we're done, and how it sounds. So it's new to me, not done any of this before, so let's get into it. All right, guys, we got the windshield off, pulled the studs all the way out, took the windshield off. We got to get the grommets out of the old windshield. They're going to go in the brackets for the new one. I'm going to show you the new fairing in just a second. Now, if you don't know, there's a black cover right here that just pops on and pops off. You use a pry bar to get it off. Underneath that is two holes you can use to get to the triple tree clamp. She was having a little bit of a problem with like kind of whiskey throttling when she would turn to the left because she was reaching so far with her right. So we rolled, loosened that up. We rolled the bars back just a couple inches. We're going to leave that off till she gets a chance to set on it and see if she likes it. And if we need to adjust it once we have the fairing on, we can, and we'll know how much clearance we have. But right now we've rolled them back a little bit from where they were. I have no idea if they were in the stock position or not. She bought this used. We'll figure it out. I'm going to show you the new fairing here. So here's the fairing. And this was paint matched by Wide Open Customs. They do the whole setup. This is a Sony head deck. Notice we got some USB ports down here on the bottom. And we got JVC speakers, four of them in here. So looks pretty nice. We'll get this mounted up and then we'll put the windshield on it. We got to do the wiring, all that stuff. Looks like there's a little glove box down here even, kind of. So I've never dealt with one of these, but it came with the mounts already on it, so all we got to do is get our grommets in here, and then we'll be able to bolt it on and start working on it. He's got holes for, like, wind wings. He's got some of those for it, some other stuff. Down here is the wiring coming out of the fairing for, like, a quick detach, and then we'll wire from this back to the battery and a remote wire, and they gave us instructions for all that, so we'll figure it all out. All right, guys, obviously we've got the fuel tank removed. I'm just going to tell you how we did that real quick. After you take the seat off, you got one bolt right here, and then a little Allen that's way up here that you take out, and then you can just lay this back and not have to disconnect everything. You got to disconnect that by squeezing it from the top of the fuel tank, and then this whole piece is separated from it. There's a vent hose that you'll disconnect from the top of the fuel tank, and then one electrical plug there and your fuel line. And if you don't know how to do that, I'm sure there's videos on how to do this, but that's what we've done so far. And then you got two bolts back here for the tank, two bolts up here in the neck, and then you can lift the tank off and set it someplace out of the way, protected, like way back there. So this is your wiring channel on this Freewheeler. We popped all this plastic cover loose. They just have little tabs that you got to pop out of these holes every so often. You can see that hole there. That goes with that tab down there. So you just work those gently out, and then you can get into this wiring stuff, and that's how we'll feed the wires through here for the stereo. All right, guys, so they give you ring connectors, which I've already put on here. The black wire, or black and yellow in this case, is the negative. I know you're going to think this is strange, but the yellow is the positive. And they give you butt connectors, but I like those ones that have the solder built into them that are also heat shrink. So we used my butt connectors to make this connection, and it is really good. It's that solder filled in really well there. And then you put a ring terminal on the end of this, and this will be our positive that will go to the battery. And then this one is labeled clearly. It's maybe hard for you guys to see, but it is labeled on there, accessory. This is what I would call a remote start or remote on wire, an accessory wire. And it comes stripped, and then you use a butt connector to connect this inline fuse for it. And then they give us posi taps, and we will tap a rear brake light, well, not brake light, actually, running light, so that this thing will have power anytime the bike is turned on. So we'll get that stuff done, but we'll get this cleaned up and get it wired to the battery next. All right, we got the fairing on. You probably need three people for this. Me working on one side, lining things up, Steve on the other, and Randy getting his fingers pinched in there and everything else. It is tight. They do tell you in the instructions to try and rotate this down if you can. For us, that meant there's a bunch of chrome covers in here, taking them off. We were able to do it without rotating that down. But what you need to probably realize when you're doing that wiring that we did is the wiring comes out in the front of the forks here on the bottom of the fin of the fairing. And so we just left our wiring right here. That's not going to be near long enough. Now we have plenty of slack back there, but we're going to have to pull this up through, feed it through here, and we're going to probably come right up through the bar channel here and down to that so that it kind of keeps the wire pulled up out of sight and all up in the fairing to have it protected. But you want a lot more slack than that. You're going to need to plan on when you're running this, it running in front of your forks up here. So we've got everything wired up except for the remote on. And what the remote on is going to do is when we tap like a, you know, running light, then when the bike turns on and the running light gets power, it sends a signal up the remote on for the system to turn on and pull through the main power wire. Now, just to test this, what we're going to do is just take the remote on wire and run it into the positive side of the battery tender, which is going to simulate the same thing as if we turn the key on. Here we go. And it says Sony. So all we did there was just be sure that all of our wiring and everything's good. All we got to do is find a remote wire for the remote on back here in the back, tap that, and then this will be wired up, and we'll move on to the next thing. All right, guys, this assembly of lights here was right back here past this shock adjuster. We pulled it out just to make it easier to get to. But if you're trying to find a taillight wire, this second blue wire on the top is a taillight wire. Not the outside. Go one in on the top. We've tapped it right here. We've already tested and confirmed that when you turn the key on, the radio comes on. I also unplugged this to confirm this feeds the taillight. So when I unplug it, it all goes out. So that's the taillight wire assembly. And this wire is only hot when the taillights or the key is on. So that's going to work as a remote on for us. So one of the other things they were doing is upgrading the rear taillights. That is stock. And Randy's over here over tightening.
It's a Harley. We don't want it fucking coming loose.
That's the
and I didn't put Loctite on it.
So. Custom Dynamics one. Steve, go grab the lever or something for us so we can see how bright they are when you put the brake light on. Steve loves being in videos. Yeah, big difference. All right. All right, guys, we have the wide open customs fairing on here. Everything is hooked up with the remote on. Everything works right. We also did a few other things. So let me show you what all we did, and we'll talk about the fairing before we finish up here. Now, after we got the fairing mounted, we did have to put these little wings on there. He got those. They may be optional. I don't know what all he ordered. He got a tinted 5-inch windshield on here. So we put that in. And then we went ahead and wired up a Cero wireless phone charger and holder here. So that's wired straight back to the battery while we were running the other stuff. I'll show you the radio in a second. Now, she got a new derby cover, clutch inspection cover, whatever you want to call it. new horn cover. All right. So those are custom dynamic smoke lens. There's the brake. Now, you might notice right here, tour pack, that was not there before. We wired that up. He's got an LED brake light and running light in the luggage rack now. So they look pretty good. And over here is the radio. Now, it's just on a radio station, so I'm going to get a music strike if we do this too loud. So I probably just won't monetize this video. We'll see. But that's at 7. It goes, I think, to 40. So. Now, this has got four speakers, two on each side of the fairing here. Again, this whole setup, Sony headset and speakers, all custom or color matched, all came from Wide Open Customs. I believe that's their name, isn't it, Randy? Wide Open Customs?
Yep, Wide Open Customs from Washington, Kansas.
Right there is their name on their box. Wide Open Customs. And I've seen these guys at rallies and stuff. So if you're looking to put a custom Batwing and stereo on a freewheeler or something like that, maybe a Road King, check them out. Everything fit and finish was really good on this. Yeah, I mean, always you have to do a little tweaking with these brackets when you're mounting them. You get them in loose, get everything lined up, and then tighten them down. But no complaints about the quality. The paint match looks really good. So we're real happy with how this turned out. Kelly doesn't know we did all this today. She's at work. So the next time she comes home, she works in the city and works like 3 days, 4 days straight, and then has 3 or 4 days off. So next time she comes home and sees it, she'll have a whole bunch of new toys on her trike. Y'all take it easy. Stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.